Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, I come every Sunday to bring you a word of hope to encourage you in your life with God. And last week I talked about a life of faith, and I want to continue talking about the necessity of faith in our lives. And if you miss a message on the radio, you can always listen to it later on my website, which is voiceofhopetoday.org, www.voiceofhopetoday, one word, .org. And you can always hear all my messages on my website. But I also encourage you to get a pen and paper and write down scripture verses so that you can look back over the scripture verse and think about what you've heard and meditate on it and allow faith to rise in your heart from the Word of God. And so today I want to talk about the power of the Word. I saw last week that faith is necessary for our walk with the Lord. And we need to live a life of faith, and faith comes when we hear God. And hearing God comes by the Word of God. And Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." That's Hebrews 11:6. So you can't live the Christian life without faith. You're born again by faith. We walk by faith. Everything we do needs to be by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So faith is an essential part of the Christian life. And when we walk in faith, we walk in God's salvation, God's healing, God's deliverance, God's blessing, because everything that comes from God comes by faith in God. But faith is built on the Word of God. Like I said, Hebrews 10:17 says, "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So faith is built on the power of the Word. So I want to talk today about the power of the Word. You know, faith is not based on our feeling or our circumstances. You know, our feelings always change. Our circumstances change. We have good days and bad days. Some days things go good, some days things go bad. Some days we feel good, some days we feel bad. Some days we're encouraged, some days we are discouraged. See, faith isn't built on feelings or our circumstances because they always change. But faith is built on the unchanging, unmovable, eternal, creative Word of God. Let me repeat that again. Faith is built on the unchanging, unmovable, eternal, creative, powerful Word of God. See, everything that comes from God is birthed by faith through His Word. God's Word does not change. God's Word is remaining the same. So I want to talk today about the power of the Word. And I want to begin by looking in Genesis chapter 1, because this is the first place we see the evidence of the power of the Word. And I want to read Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And it says in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." So when God created the world, it was all covered with water, and it was all dark. There was no light. So darkness covered everything. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. So just picture the whole earth, there's no land, it's all covered with water, and it's all dark. And the Spirit of God is hovering over the earth. And I believe the Spirit of God is hovering over the earth today. You know, we live in very dark times, very trying and challenging times. Things seem to be getting worse in every direction. But we need to understand that as darkness increases in the world, the Spirit of God is hovering over the world, because God is going to pour out His Spirit in these last days. That's what He promised in the Word. So God's Spirit is hovering over the earth, getting prepared to do what God is going to do in the earth. So we see the earth was dark and was covered with water, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the earth. And then verse 3 said, "Then God spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and the light was good." So the world is covered with darkness. The Spirit of God is hovering over the earth, and God speaks, light comes into the world. Not sun and moon, just light. The light of God comes into the world, because later God creates the sun and the moon and the stars. God speaks and the land appears. Land appears out of the water. God speaks and land appears. God speaks and all kinds of plants grow. God just speaks. He doesn't have to create with his hands. God simply spoke the word and every kind of plant you can see and imagine grew. God spoke the word and stars appeared in the sky. Millions of stars appeared in the sky. The sun appeared in the sky and the moon appeared in the sky. That all happened in one moment as God spoke the word. God spoke the word and the sea was filled with every kind of fish. God spoke the word and we see every kind of animal. God spoke and a lion appeared. God spoke and an elephant appeared. God spoke and a rhino appeared. God spoke and a hippopotamus appeared. God spoke and every animal appeared all at one time when God spoke. See, because God is so powerful that when he thinks a thing, he just needs to speak it and it happens. That is the power of the word of God. And so I believe God is getting ready to speak. The Spirit of God is hovering over the earth because God is getting ready to do things in the earth. In the midst of our growing darkness, God is getting ready to do things. And the first thing he does is release his Holy Spirit to begin to prepare the earth for what God is going to do. The Holy Spirit wants to prepare you and me for what God wants to do. And then as the Holy Spirit prepares us, then God speaks and things begin to happen. But we have to learn how to hear the voice of God. Because only in hearing the voice of God can we do the will of God. See, the Spirit is hovering and the Spirit wants to move, but we have to hear the voice of God. See, it's hearing the voice of God, the power of the Word is released in us. In John chapter 1, verse 1 through 4, John 1, 1 through 4. Says, in the beginning was the Word. That's referring to Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Jesus was God. And the Word is God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him nothing was made that was made. He was life, and the life was the light of men. So it says, Jesus the Word was in the beginning. And it says, everything was created by the Word. He was the beginning with God. All things were made by him, the Word. See, God spoke and Jesus created everything by the power of the Spirit. Jesus is the Word. And it says, then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So that all-powerful Word came and dwelt among us in Jesus Christ. And so when Jesus spoke something, it happened. Because Jesus spoke with the authority of the Word of God. Jesus was a man just like you and me, but he spoke with the authority of the Word because he was full of the Spirit of God. So when Jesus spoke to a blind man, he saw. He spoke and the deaf heard. He spoke and the lame walked. He spoke and lepers were healed. He spoke and the storm was calm. He spoke and bread was multiplied. Jesus had to speak. All he had to do was speak, and it happened because of the power of the Word, and the Word came from God and through Jesus Christ by the Spirit and accomplished what God purposed to do. In Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word go that goes from my mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing that I sent it. So God says here, my word that goes out of my mouth will not return void. It will accomplish what I please. We need to understand the word of God accomplishes what he wants. See, God's not wanting to accomplish what we want. God's wanting to accomplish his purpose in the earth. That's why we have to hear from God. He says, my word will not return void, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper what I sent it to do. See, the Word of God does not accomplish our purposes. The Word of God accomplishes God's purpose. We need to understand God's purpose by the Holy Spirit and the Word. See, the power of the Word, God's Word, created the world, and the power of God's Word has power to transform our world in the way God wants to do it. But it has to be in God's way. It fulfills God's purposes and God's plan. See, sometimes we believe for something, but it doesn't happen because we don't understand how God wants to work. Maybe God's spoken a word to you, and God's word will be accomplished. If it's a word from God, it will be accomplished because faith is based on the word of God, and God's word does not change. You see, the word of God, the Bible, is not just a book. It is what God has spoken to men, and they've written it down. The word of God is powerful and can accomplish much, but the word of God must be mixed with faith. It's faith in the word because the word doesn't change. So even though our circumstance does not change, even though we're believing the word, we need to continue to believe the word, not our feeling, not our circumstance, but the word says, because the word does not change. It'll happen in God's time. And so our faith is in God and that God will fulfill his word because God's word will always accomplish God's purposes. And a good example of that is Hebrews 11:8-12. Hebrews 11:8-12, talking about Abraham, the father of faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go to a place he would receive as inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him in the same promise. For he waited for a city whose foundation and whose builder and maker was God. So by faith, Abraham started on this journey with God. And if you go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, you can hear my journey of faith message. But faith is a journey. See, God gave Abraham a promise. God said, Abraham, if you leave your country, I'm going to make your descendants like the stars of the in the sky and the sand on the seashore, and you will be blessed, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed by you. That was God's word, and God's word is always true. But Abraham had to wait over 20 years for God's word to be accomplished and for him to have a son. But you see, God's word did not change. God's word was accomplished, but Abraham had to journey with God until the word was fulfilled. Why does that happen? Because God needs to prepare us for the accomplishment of his word. There are things God speaks to us that we really believe, but we don't see it happen yet because God is preparing us. Or maybe God is preparing other people, or God is preparing circumstances. See, God is getting things ready for the fulfillment of his word to fulfill his purpose, not to fulfill our purpose. And you go on in Hebrews 11:11, says, by faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore by one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand on the seashore. So it says, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed when she was past age. See, now that is talking about a natural seed of getting pregnant with Isaac, but it also refers to, I think, to a spiritual seed. You see, a seed is a promise that God has given to you. And you plant that promise in faith, but you have to wait for God to make that promise come forward. You know, I've seen some pictures of some areas that were kind of like desert areas. Nothing was growing. Everything looked dry. Nothing was growing. And then suddenly the area had rain. And maybe the place was dry and nothing grew for years. But then rain came down and suddenly the desert was covered with flowers. How'd that happen? Because the seed had been laying in the ground for years. But when the rain came, then the seed sprouted. The place looked like death. The place looked like nothing could grow and nothing was growing. But when the rain came, the seed that was planted in the ground produced because of the rain. See, God gives a seed of his word, and his word does not change. And when the rain of the Holy Spirit comes down on us, then the seed springs forth to life. See, the word is activated by the Holy Spirit. So you have a seed of a promise in you, and you need to not give up and become discouraged because your circumstances or because you're feeling bad or you feel like discouraged. No, your feeling doesn't make any difference because God's word does not change. So you need to stay with the promise. The seed has been planted. And when The rain of the Holy Spirit will come down on your life, then the seed will spring forth. But it only comes forth by the Holy Spirit. Remember in creation, the Spirit of God hovered over the earth, and then God spoke, and everything he said came into existence because the Spirit of God was hovering over the earth. See, there's things God's spoken to me that I have not seen come to pass yet. In fact, they look like they're impossible to do. And they are impossible by me, because God's word is always impossible for us to fulfill. God's promise is always impossible for us to fulfill, because only God can fulfill them for him to receive the glory. But we don't know when they're going to fulfill or how they're going to be fulfilled, and they'll only come to pass by the reign of the Holy Spirit in our life, because the Holy Spirit is what activates the word and makes it come alive. But it says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. And it says there, because she judged him faithful who had promised. You notice the focus is she judged him faithful who had promised. In other words, her focus was not on the promise. Her focus was on the faithfulness of God. She judged him faithful. See, our focus is not on the promise. See, because we don't know when the promise will be fulfilled, and we don't know how the promise will be fulfilled. They were promised a son. She and her husband were promised a son, but they had to wait over 20 years, and they didn't know how that was going to happen. But she rested and put her faith in the faithfulness of God. See, when you focus on God and trust him to fulfill his word, then you can go through hard times. Everything can go wrong. You can have problems, but you're not discouraged because your focus is on God. Sarah and Abraham walked in faith because their focus is on God. And they continue to focus on God and believe his word, even when it was totally impossible, until the time God chose to fulfill his promise in the way he wanted to fulfill his promise. So we need to understand that God's word is true. God's word does not change. God's word has power. And when he speaks, things happen. But things happen in his time and happen the way he wants that to happen. Because he says, I will send forth my word from my mouth, and it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing that I send it. Isaiah 55:11. See, God is going to fulfill his word. I believe we live in the greatest time in the history of the church because God is going to pour out his power. But God needs that word to be in your heart. You're going through some hard times now. You're going through some difficulties and challenges. Things look impossible. Things are looking worse and worse. Don't be discouraged. The Spirit of God is hovering over the earth today. And God is going to rain his Spirit down like rain. And he's going to activate the seed of faith you got, the seed of the word in you. But if you don't have no seed, there's nothing to activate. See, you have to know the word. See, the rain can come, but if there's no seed, nothing's going to grow. See, you have to plant the seed of God's word in your life. You have to plant the seed of God's promises in your life. I know people that pray and pray, and prayer is very important. But prayer is based upon the word of God. What has God spoken to you? And it's God's word that will be accomplished in God's time as we hear God's voice and we wait for the Holy Spirit to activate the word that comes in us. And so I want to talk about several things the word does in our life. And I probably won't get done today, and I'll probably finish it next Sunday. But the first one I want to talk about is healing comes by faith in the word of God. Healing is promised to us, but we have to have faith that God will heal us. And we have to have faith in the word of God to heal us. In Psalm 107:20-21 says, God sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them from their destructions. It says, God sent his word and healed them and delivered them. See, God's word heals and delivers. And it goes, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So God has promised that his word that he sends forth will heal and will deliver. What do we need to do? In faith, we need to give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. We say, where is the goodness of God? I'm struggling right now. I have a problem right now. Things are difficult for me. No, by faith, you declare the goodness of God. By faith, you give thanks to the goodness of God. Because it's in thankfulness that faith is activated. It's in thankfulness, giving praise to God. God, I know you're going to heal me because you've promised to heal me, and I give you glory and praise for my healing. And you don't know when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen because it's promised in God's word. There's a good story of this in Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. In this chapter is a story of a centurion. A centurion was a Roman soldier, and he had 100 soldiers under him. And so this was a centurion soldier, had 100 soldiers under him. And he had a servant that became very sick to death, almost to dying. And he came to Jesus to heal his servant. And Jesus was going to go to the man's house and pray for the servant that he may be healed. But the centurion had a very powerful statement he made. He says, you don't have to come to my house to heal my servant. All you have to do is speak the word and my servant will be healed. He says, because I am a man under authority. Now, I didn't say I'm a man who has authority. He says, I'm a man under authority. And I speak to one man and he goes, and I speak to another man and he comes. They all do what I say because I'm under authority. And Jesus said to them, I say to you, talking to people around about him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith in all of Israel. See, this man had great faith because he had faith in the word of God. He says, you only have to speak it and my servant will be healed. See, we have to understand authority. Authority comes when we're under authority. See, this centurion had authority over 100 soldiers. He could tell them to do whatever he wanted them to do, and they would do it. Why? Because he was under the authority of the Roman government. And so because he was under the authority of the Roman government, he walked in authority over 100 men. He didn't walk over authority over 1,000 men or a whole army, and over 100 men, because that was the authority that was given to him. You know, sometimes we think we need to have authority over everything. No, God gives authority for specific things. But that authority comes from God, does not come from us, does not come from people giving us authority or organizations giving authority or a position for authority. No, it comes from authority under God. And so Jesus, he operated in faith under the authority of God. Jesus said, I only speak what the Father tells me to speak, and I only do what the Father shows me to do. Jesus operated in authority, not because he was the Son of God. He operated in authority because he was under authority of the Father. See, when God speaks, his word goes forth to accomplish what he pleases. And it comes through us as we operate under God's authority. See, everybody wants to have authority. No, authority is only good when you come under authority. See, a policeman can stand up and stop a big lorry. He may live in a small house and not hardly have any money, but when he puts his hand up, the big lorry stops. Why? Because he's got the authority of the government, and when the driver sees the uniform and the policeman, he understands that policeman has the authority of the government, so he stopped. So even though the policeman himself may be a very small man and a very poor man, he walks under the authority of the government. We need to walk under the authority of God Almighty, under the authority of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. It doesn't depend on whether you have a big house or a small house. It doesn't depend on the size of your ministry or your education or how much money. It doesn't come from somebody important or having a position. No, it comes when you operate under the authority of Jesus Christ, when you operate under the authority of the Holy Spirit, and most of all, when you operate under the authority of the Word of God. See, healing comes through the Word of God. And God has promised healing, and healing does happen, But we have to walk under the authority of the Word of God. And we have to declare the Word of God. And we have to believe the Word of God. And when God speaks, we are healed. Psalm 103:2-3. Psalm 103:2-3 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases." That's God's promise. That is God's word that goes forth. He forgives all your sins. See, the same authority God gives to forgive your sins is the same authority to bring healing into your body. But you see, the Bible says you must confess your sins and repent of your sin. See, if you confess your sin and repent of your sin, then God will forgive you. See, we need to confess God's word over our healing. We need to walk in God's will and God's way. Because when we position ourselves under God in obedience to his word, then it releases the healing in our life. The healing is available because God has spoken it. God has promised it. It is in his word. But we need to position ourselves for healing by walking in the Spirit and obedience to the Word of God. You just can't walk in any kind of lifestyle and expect God to do the work he wants to do, because he sends his Word to accomplish what he pleases and prospers what he has sent it to do. So God is calling us to a great place. You know, God wants to pour out his Spirit in the last days, but God wants to plant some seed in your life of his word and prepare you to be used of God. And you can't continue to walk in sin in the world and expect the reign of the Holy Spirit to empower you. No, you have to walk according to the word of God. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed." You see, sin and healing are connected together. He himself bore our sins on his body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live in righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. See, Jesus wants to take away sin. See, sin robs us of our health. Sin destroys our health. When we repent of our sins, we position ourselves to come under the healing power of God. Well, I just want to encourage you today that God's word is true. And we need to get into God's word. We need to stand in obedience to God's word, and God will fulfill his word. I will continue this message next Sunday as we continue to talk about the power of the word. And I just pray, God, today that you encourage every person listening to my voice. Encourage them by the power of your Spirit. May the word come alive to them. May they be obedient to the word of God. And may you show yourself powerful on their behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to share this with other people and they didn't have a chance to hear this word, remember, you can go to my website, www.voiceofhopetoday.com. .org. That's one word. Voice of Hope Today is one word, .org. And you can hear this message and share it with your friends. God bless you, and I look forward to sharing with you next week the power of the word. God bless you, and you have a good week.